Unit 73, a fighter for justice. He was denied admission to one law school because he was black. But today, that same school has a law library named after him. You may not know much about Thurgood Marshall, but he strengthens education rights for African Americans all over the country. Marshall was born in Baltimore in 1908. Like other African American students of his time, he went to segregated schools. These schools were not illegal. An 1896 law stated that schools for blacks and whites could be separate but equal. But Marshall knew that most black schools were not equal. He had decided to do something about it. Marshall received a law degree from Howard University. Then he began to work at changing the country's schools. Marshall's strategy was to start with the colleges and graduate schools because he thought judges would sympathize with ambitious young African Americans searching for an education. In 1935, he successfully sued the University of Maryland Law School to accept its first black student. Other cases followed with similar results. By the 1950s, Marshall was ready to turn to grade schools and high schools. In 1954, he accepted the case of Linda Brown, who wanted to attend a white grade school near her home. As a result of Marshall's arguments, the Supreme Court changed the law. It said that separate schools could never be equal. In 1967, Marshall became the first African American appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Until he retired in 1991, he supported many other civil rights bills.